Hi. Did you know that you can watch Last Podcast on the Left and Side Stories on our Patreon right now?
Yes, that's patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft. But over on TikTok, you can see the hottest, tightest, funniest clips from the show right there.
It's TikTok.
TikTok. It's at LP on the Left. It's the same as our Instagram. You already follow the Instagram. Why don't you go follow TikTok?
But it's on TikTok.
Yeah, because seeing is believing.
Yep.
So just go check it out. Watch it.
Go send our podcast to China.
I love TikTok the crocodile. It's my favorite TikTok.
It's the only one he knows.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
Yeah, you plug your blade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes. It's time to do it. Time to perform, Eddie.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Okay. There's no one else to tell me. Oh, I guess Rob could tell me something.
Yes, he could.
Is it Rob? Is it time to perform?
It's time.
We're supposed to.
The time has come.
Now, Eddie, I have a question.
Fuck you.
Extremely angry. Very much at the top. Eddie, can I just ask you this? And
yeah.
You have to tell me. If this is true, this is like the police.
Okay.
Where you gotta tell me as bud code.
All right.
Under bud code.
Full honesty.
This, you now, have is to tell
friend
me.
Or weed?
No, friend.
Okay, because weed code is.
There's very little there.
All right.
Because you forget the rules. I just wanna know, for truth's sake.
Yeah.
Have you been faking being my friend for the last 22 years to eventually steal Natalie? My home, kill me, and take everything that I have.
I mean, not everything.
Okay, see, at least I got that far. Because that's huge. And this is important to do. I've been watching Worst Roommates
what,
Ever.
What was the giveaway?
I'm just saying. Because it's just you're there.
Yeah.
And you're hanging out here. I was looking at my stuff. You was trying on my clothes.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much of your stuff I've sold on eBay.
And it's just a really weird. You keep trying to put your hands around Natalie's hips to see the space displacement for yourself.
Well, it's more of just to see, you know, how many children she can have.
Wow. That's how you could tell. By just feeling the, just feeling her
feeling
hip
the hips. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
People must love you everywhere.
Yeah.
Welcome to Side Stories. This is Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson. And I want
God, I found out
the entire season 2 of Worst Roommates Ever in one go. And it
oh, you
has,
watched all of it?
I watched all of it. It has shattered me. I forgot because season 1 of Worst Roommates Ever, it's on Netflix. It is fucked. That first season is basically just about how essentially squatters can pretty much do whatever they want. As soon as they're in your house, it's extremely difficult to get them out.
We dealt with that.
We did. And it is extremely harrowing. And sometimes someone who would do something like that turns out to be a psychopath. But in season 2, the roommates get worse. And the people that have the roommates are also worse at defending themselves from the roommates. Because the key is, one thing I learned about Worst Roommates Ever, you know what the main thing is? Don't be a roommate anymore. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Get out, leave. It doesn't matter. Leave all your shit. None of your shit matters. But one thing, episode one.
Okay.
Season 2 of Worst Roommates Ever. This story, this woman, like, this drove me up the fucking wall.
I can't believe you watch this stuff. I mean, like, don't
well, I have to for work.
We don't, this isn't a part of your job.
I like it. Yeah. Also, it's good to know.
You're not stressed out enough. You're never going to have a roommate again.
What do you call a wife?
A wife.
That's even
That's
worse.
That's a wife.
They're embedded in there, dude.
Yeah.
When the CIA gave her to me,
mm-hmm.
right? When they applied, they did all things. I don't know what they did in the interview process. I don't know how.
They didn't give. They assigned
her. And I'm not quite certain what the end result is going to be.
It's going to be, you know, me and her together and you off doing nothing.
Hey, as long as I'm doing nothing.
But like, as in dead. Nothing as in the eternal nothing.
Is that like vacation?
It almost sounds nice.
Can I
be dead for a week?
just come back. Just come back. I want to see the funeral. That's all I want to do. I want to hear how people lament, and then I want to be able to come back. But in episode 1 of season 2.
The first eulogy, I'll be like,
Finally.
We didn't think it was possible. But this woman, Janie Lynn Ridd, she was convicted of, like, this is wild. So she was living with this woman by the name of Rachel. Like, she was living with this woman, and she posed as sort of her best friend, essentially. And then she got hurt, essentially, when she got sick. So Rachel got sick and then depended on this woman as her roommate more and more. Red flag. Don't do that, because she had moved in. She was extremely sick.
Who was sick? The good roommate or the bad roommate?
The good roommate. And okay. The bad roommate kind of posed as their very, very good friend and insinuated themselves in their lives, and then slowly but surely was poisoning this woman. It turns out was why she ended up being super, super sick.
Yeah.
She was poisoning her and then trying to essentially take over her life and steal her son from her, this woman, Janie Lynn Ridd. And what she got busted on was that she was... Again, this woman was too trusting. Rachel was too trusting. She had her roommate dressing wounds on her back. She had these.
Forget trusting. She needed her.
Yes, and she did betray the trust. Yes, yes, and it's just a lot. I'm not trying to blame Rachel, but it was like she gave a lot of power over to a roommate.
Yeah.
And then this woman started dressing her back, and she got this horrible, she had these wounds on her back, and she said that she was taking care of her bandages for her, and she got this horrible staph infection, almost died, came back. She then got another infection from this other, it was called MRSA is what she got, which is this like really fucked horrible staph infection. Then it turns out she started getting sick again, and all kind of like spoiler for episode one, just because you got to know.
It's just episode one.
It's
you're
just episode
away
one. Yes. Okay. Janie Lynn Ridd, what she was doing, went onto the dark web. She somehow figured this out. She's just some lady. She went onto the
was
dark
she selling
web.
The bandages?
Well, no, she bought the virus. She bought this off of the dark web, and she had bought this thing called Versa, which is this antibiotic resistant version of staph infection. That's this bacteria that is. Could literally be a weapon of mass destruction. That if it goes out of control, it could create a gigantic bacterial swing. It could kill an entire hospital. Like it's really, really bad. And she got busted by Homeland Security for buying this weapon of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess how many years in jail she got? 2.
You know, I was going to guess 2.
It just was wild to me. She destroyed this woman's life, almost to kill her, tried to kill her 3 times. Like, it's just...
Buying diseases off the dark web, I mean, that's just... First of all, how do we get rid of this dark web?
You know, I say get a flashlight. No, the dark web is important, though. I am one of those that believe in... The one fake statistic is like 90% of the internet is encrypted. So most of the internet that we see, like that we just... Like literally Google, Yahoo, that's 10% of the active internet.
Yeah.
Everything else is behind some form of wall. Now, the reason why I
can
think...
Can you get organs on the dark web?
Yes, you can get any sort of instrument you want. And there's so... Like the dark web is... This is incredible. That went over your head. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or that organ. Yes. Yeah. But I was thinking about the dark web and why would you sell an organ that you play like a piano on the dark web? But yes, that went over my head. It was a good joke. Go ahead. Now, but the thing is, what happens? You need a kidney. All right?
I do.
Yes. And you buy one off the dark web.
Yep.
And you show up to your doctor like, got this kidney.
They just pop it in you.
You think so?
Yeah, you find a guy. The whole point, you just have to find the right doctor. I do believe that this is true. Sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com. But I do believe it's BYOK.
Okay.
That if you show up with an organ
to
pop in you, because that's how you get somebody to sign up. I do believe there's tests that have to be run. But it's like why either a family member or someone can come and donate a kidney to you.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to wait on a list.
But they have to take the kidney out of the other guy and then put it in you.
They like that.
You can't just show up and be like, this is AB positive, I'm sure.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I'm pretty certain you can just not, like, you need the paperwork.
Yeah.
You need the receipt.
Something.
Then you got to look at the zip code on it or something. There's something on there. It's got to be like a number on the box. I don't fucking know. But the reason why the dark web is important, I will say, is because, yes, there's a fucked up stuff on there. You got all this, the CSAM, and you have weapons and, you know, viruses that you can actively purchase. That's horrible. But also, there's something about the freedom of us, no matter what fucking goes down, in our government or whatever goes down across the world, that there is a place that we can anonymously talk as a group of people. And so right now it's bad because
you
it's,
do that on AOL because no one pays attention to that.
That's funny. But it's like, but I do believe in, it's criminally neutral, right? So the internet's just neutral.
Yeah.
There is no good or bad that you can really apply to it. It is just an open marketplace of ideas and goods. And that's how it's going to be.
There's plenty of bad stuff on the internet.
But you, I'm just saying the way that the tubes work is that they don't care. The internet does not care. So, but the we need this neutral space. I'm just saying that we need it. We because if we don't have it and we don't need it, we're going to be fucked. So it's better to have it and have it be kind of bad and have bad things pop in and out of it than have no way to talk anonymously at all. I do believe.
Now, is the black market out of business because of the dark web?
I think it's the same. I think black market was never a place you would go to get. I think black market's a concept.
I just assumed it was someplace in Caracas.
No, I'm certain there's a place. In Caracas.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think there's, yeah, there's no black market.
Yeah. Welcome to the black market, everybody.
No, yeah, that would be very bad advertising.
We got kidneys, we got children's, we got knife guns.
Don't tell anybody. Keep it a secret. But yeah, the whole series fucks me up.
Yeah, you shouldn't watch that shit, man.
It's just interesting.
But you have problems.
What?
You have your own problems.
Yeah, it's called, but sometimes seeing somebody else's worst problems are great.
All right.
Speaking of,
I watched the Patty Hearst movie.
Isn't it great? We'll talk about this week on the show.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
We'll talk about the last podcast. I can't wait. All right. Number one, Karen Reed update came in. Mistrial. Huge. There was the Karen Reed trial has ended in a
Someone
mistrial.
Someone should get her a sash that says mistrial.
Yeah. It's me. Hi, mistrial 2024. Did you know it could be me? She's good looking. She definitely was drunk. It was good. Hard case for them to pull apart.
So does this mean that she's off?
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I was asking myself the same question. I believe it just means they have to retry it from the beginning. But I don't quite know what the process. Yes. It is a massive pain in the ass. But it's better than being guilty for her, because then she gets to kind of, I do believe she gets to leave jail and then prepare the, like, start all over again. I believe.
So, could they, instead of retrying her, try this cop that might have done it?
No. No, they would have to have evidence for that. And right now they haven't decided, because this is just defending her.
Yeah.
So it's not about, you know, they're throwing stuff against everybody else to try to kind of take blame off of her. We'll see. It shows that evidence was extremely compelling. And the lead investigator in the case was relieved of duty, which just means he was moved to some other place.
I was relieved of duty earlier today, man.
Yeah, I heard. Couple other updates. Eddie did come with some incorrect information about Taylor Swift.
I don't know what happened to me.
He was wrong. Happened to him.
But I was like, I have to claim I might have dyslexia.
You might.
Because I was reading, Danica Patrick is the one that dated Aaron
She did date Aaron Rodgers and did get some of that pure blood cum in her.
Yes.
Which must have been great for her. You can see it's really worked
out
for her.
But apparently I said Taylor Swift, even though I was thinking I would have sworn to death that I said Danica Patrick.
It's because you had the Danica Patrick stuff up on your computer. But
Taylor Swift came out of my mouth.
But Eddie, you were accidentally speaking a form of truth. Because, yes.
But it's not true.
It's incredibly true. There's Taylor Swift. We all know, number one, the NBA, the NFL, NBA. Let's just say all of it. FIFA. It's written.
Well, FIFA, we know.
We know that it's all written and decided beforehand. NFL's decided three, each season's decided 3 years beforehand.
Then why have the Dolphins won?
Because they don't like them. And they don't fucking, because they're not campaigning hard enough. They got to go to the foreign press.
They have the Super Bowl down in our fucking stadium all the goddamn time.
It's because it's warm and it's nice there, right? Because Miami people like to party in Miami.
They give us, we just had the Panthers win.
The only reason why you have a stadium is so other teams can come to your stadium.
I want the Dolphins to win so I can quit watching football.
Then you should apply to write for the NFL. Because they need new writers, obviously, because they're not doing very well. And then the NBA, all these sports are failing. We know this, right? And all they do is write their stuff.
They're all
to do.
Thriving.
No. They're all, everything's in deep failure. And Taylor Swift was there to protect the NFL and help the NFL. She was contracted from behind.
She got chicks
doors.
Into it.
She, sort of, kind of. But at the same, she was supposed to date Aaron Rodgers. That is how the script was supposed to go down. But then he got, I believe it was an ankle injury, right?
Achilles heel.
Yeah. The smallest little part of him. And so he went out of the season. He went out of season so he could do mushrooms and not take vaccines, right? She then realized, oh, I'm the part of this narrative is I need to be with a winner, Travis Kelce, who was made by several scientists from a combination of lemur, jackal DNA, gets all, and then the I've heard actual DNA strands from Goebbels himself. Which is to pair
well,
up
he was
with
great
Taylor
at
Swift.
Guitar.
Oh, he was. He was. Honestly, a lot of people don't want to give him credit. But fucking Taylor Swift. Who
I don't
is...
think any woman would knowingly date a Jet.
They don't have to know the NFL. She doesn't know the NFL, but she knows she needs to be with a winner. So she got with Travis Kelce, right? And then because again, he was put together by the DNA of lemurs and raccoons and jackals and some things from Goebbels. And then Taylor Swift obviously was made from Hitler himself. Like she was made by several record executives in a ritual in Burbank. And it was huge. And then that was like, that's the day the music was born.
You know what's odd is that you and Taylor Swift are kind of on the same side of life.
What do you mean?
You know, you have the same ideals. You want the best for humanity and stuff like that.
You're saying that I'm also born of... I'm not, though. I'm Polish. I couldn't be.
You want the best for everybody.
Yeah, but of course. But Taylor Swift is looking for supreme control of all of us.
She doesn't care.
It's going to happen. And we need to keep an eye on it.
Honestly, I'd vote for her at this point.
I think that that's exactly what she wants. And this is a slippery slope. All right.
Well, please run, Taylor.
No.
Please
don't
run.
Do not run, Taylor.
Please just announce.
No, do not.
You are running for president.
That's the end of us.
Run for president.
That's the end of this experiment of liberty.
I am in.
That's like the end of us.
I'm
it cannot happen. No,
yes.
Do not.
Two of
do
them.
Not run. She
I
cannot. She cannot be in
you're
charge.
You're beautiful. You're smart. You can handle it. I think you'd be great.
Do you want to never hear Alice in Chains again?
I could go with or without it.
You dirty fuck.
I like them,
you
but I don't
traitor.
Need them.
You're a traitor to your sex and your gender.
If you said Springsteen, she's out.
Well, Springsteen's old now. She doesn't care about how, like, young current bands, like Stone Temple Pilots and Pearl Jam.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she's afraid of that.
The lead singer of two of the bands that you mentioned are dead. And have been dead.
Only the good die
for
young.
For like a very long time.
Yeah, that's sad. And that's sad. Let's get to any. I was also wrong about the number of Mormons, but everyone is.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some.
Call them Lesmans.
Call them Lesmans. All right, so one thing that we got. We got a
Mo
great
Lesmans.
Email.
Is that going to be, is that a trouble statement?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't think the Mormons are listening.
I bet that we got like six.
We got Exmos. Yeah, we got a lot of Exmos.
Yeah.
That's different. All right. So this is one more thing I did ask. I want to get into, which is talking about the Boeing leak, the ISS leak. All right. Now, this is very interesting. I asked a lot of questions to scientists last week.
Yeah.
There are a long list of checks and approvals that NASA, Range Safety, Boeing, and their launch vehicle, ULA, have to go through before they already go for launch. If you ever watch a launch on the internet or on TV, you'll hear just a small number of people who are in this list of approval, so they are go. The helium leak was a known issue before launch, but they figured out that it would be okay for the relatively short trip that the vehicle would have on station. After launch, more leaks appeared, and some of the thrusters on the service module of the vehicle failed. They were able to successfully dock to the station still, so at that point, the crew were safe. The good news is that the vehicle that they used to get back to, that used to get to and back from the station, effectively has two sections. One is the capsule that the crew are in, and the other is that currently all of the problems are located, which is in the service module, while the capsule is still completely functional at this time. After they separate from the station and before they return to Earth, the capsule separates from the service module and the service section burns up on re-entry. The hard part and why they keep pushing back returning to Earth is that they want to be absolutely sure that when they leave to come back home, the other issues with the capsule won't pop up. So teams are working around the clock to make sure that doesn't happen. And it's like, apparently this is kind of happens a lot.
No leaks before you leave Earth.
But this is apparently, it's because helium.
It's not fucking windshield wiper fluid.
But according to scientists, helium is so small atomically as a compound, is that's why it leaks. Is that it's extremely easy for it to leak. And most of the time, it's not an issue. Most of the time, it's actually, they know that a certain amount of helium will leak. Isn't that interesting?
I guess so.
I thought it was interesting.
I just think these people, I'm worried about these guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're astronauts, but they signed up for this.
They did sign up for this.
They signed up for this, and that's what they went to go do. And yes, and Boeing is not doing great.
Man, can they just have a week where they don't fuck up?
No.
It makes me think how much they used to fuck up before everyone started reporting on it, well, and watching them under a microscope.
There is that, and also the idea of there has been a, from what I've heard from emails and what it seems to be a common thread, is that they have lost the plot, like many industries have, where they are literally just shooting for profit because we're in some weird capitalism breakdown right now.
It's so great. Just make things good. You don't need so much money.
We grew up in the 90s where we thought it was just going to get better. Sorry, you idiots.
I mean, every movie, every future movie is very dystopian.
Well, that was also, but that is my theory, is that we have created almost in a way ourselves into the scenario that we have sort of in some ways asked for it, and now that it's here because we were so fascinated with the dystopia in as a young people that now we're kind of sort of making it happen.
What's scary to you, RoboCop or Demolition Man?
RoboCop. Demolition Man's kind of fun.
I mean, well, you can't do anything.
No, but one is the conservative future and one's the liberal future.
Is which one's the liberal future?
I would say Demolition Man's the unfortunate liberal future in terms of dystopian.
But people are still getting locked up for cursing.
Yeah, of course. But that's that side of it. And then there's RoboCop.
So you, but liberals love the curse.
Fuck. Yeah, but you figure it out. Cock and fuck.
Suck.
We'd figure it out. You get licenses or something.
Or pussy.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I get a license to curse. As a comedian, I think that we should get a license to curse. Come. It's fun to say.
Come.
All right, now let's get into one of the major stories.
The big one, right?
This is I am fascinated with this story.
I didn't hear about this, so you brought it up to me this morning.
And it is very new. So just understand that it is, a lot of details are going to come out about this story, and we are not anywhere near the end of the story. So
it's
this is
developing, even though she is developed.
She has very much been developed for a long period of time. Now, this is Shelby Hewitt, the story of a 32-year-old high school imposter. Now, the long story short is that this is a lady, the 32 years young, who posed as children. She posed as a little girl, 16-year-old named Daniela. She also posed as a 13-year-old named Ellie Blake, and who she somehow worked her way into the Boston area schools for an entire year. One of the weird things about her is that she did work for the state.
Yeah, this worked for DIFUS.
This is a person that was, it is extremely, this is a very compelling story. She worked for the state. She had a full on, like, so I think she was making $65,000 a year just from her job. She also had bought, she'd take out several loans. She had bought a house. She had bought all these things during this time period. But while she's doing all of this adult behavior, she's also just putting herself in school as a human trafficked child.
Yeah.
That she says that she was like, and it's very, very weird. But one of the things that she built this entire universe of characters. She created a person named Michelle Delphi who worked for DCF. There was another child protection group. And another, she created all of these fake emails and personas and forms to email herself into these official locations to just be a child.
Because she knew how to do that working for DCF.
Yes, she knew what needed to be done. And she started working with this weird-ass therapist. Now, the therapist is being named in a bunch of these complaints, even though the therapist themselves is saying that I had nothing to do with this. This person lied to me. And because so when Shelby Hewitt first arrived on the scene to this therapist, was that she told her that she had the Jack disease, right? That she looked old, but was very young.
She was getting ahead of it. She said kids were making fun of her.
Well, that was one of the personas that she created while she was already in school. As her youngest persona, Ellie, she was in school. She then posed as her own mother and wrote an email, or like her guardian, into her own, the back to school, complaining that her daughter herself was getting bullied by the other children for looking old. And she said, I have this disease where I age in advance. And this therapist, Rebecca Bernat, she had this growth hormone deficiency. It's something like that, but it's vague because She made it up. She's 32 years old.
Yeah, 32, yeah.
Yeah, so she got involved with this therapist named Rebecca Burnett.
I love it, like, sometimes we think kids are just being mean, but they're actually completely
They're telling
right.
everybody what's going on. They're like,
that's an adult.
That's an adult. That's it's not- fucking weird. We don't want... It's obviously an adult. And that's what I was saying with
that
Eddie.
That was like, you can't pick on her.
Well, she's very small looking, but...
She's tiny.
But we were just saying, there's no baby fat. You really could tell the difference between a fucking an adult and a child when they're standing next to each other.
She does look super young when you look at her just by herself. But yeah, you put her next to a kid.
A child? Look at her. She's got broad shoulders. Whatever.
She looks like a bartender.
Yes. And so she created the fake social workers, these official looking emails. And so a part of that got her into this woman's, this person's attention, Rebecca Burnett. So Rebecca Burnett had worked at DCF. So to her, this woman, this therapist, Rebecca Burnett, was like in charge of this program that she was in, Shelby Hewitt, as a part of this. It was an eating disorder group for young women. And when Shelby first went into this eating disorder group, she came in under her real name and age as Shelby Hewitt. And then this therapist, Rebecca Burnett, who was in overrunning this whole thing, who's considered to be like, she's a high-profile therapist who's trying to go places. She's trying to do these big sort of like public things, semi-political, semi-like just trying to become a public therapist person. Like she's trying to become famous,
yeah,
essentially. And so Shelby Hewitt was in this program, and we know that Rebecca Burnett had met Shelby Hubert at her real age. But then Shelby Hewitt started these stories about being Daniela Herrera and this Ellie persona, and Rebecca Burnett helped her. So at some point during this time period, she was just a boss overseeing everything. She decided that she liked Shelby, or she saw interest in Shelby. She took over Shelby's actual therapeutic practice, but then moved Shelby Hewitt into her home, which is against every single version of like what you would like. Essentially, it's breaking so many different both just actual rules and kind of like off the book rules for therapists. You're not supposed to live with your therapist.
Never. Never. I don't even want to know my therapist's real name.
Well, because every time you ever asked a single, I'll do that because I get curious and I ask my therapist some questions.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of find out that your therapist is fucking nuts.
Oh, you know what I mean? You have to be to want to listen to people's problems all goddamn day.
Completely fucking insane. We've talked about this, but yeah, they're all nuts. But so this woman, so it's like right now, this is the information that we have, but we know that Rebecca Burnett, this accredited therapist, helped Shelby Hewitt put together the forms and all of these government things in order to put her into school.
She claims this is that she would that Shelby had held one over on her.
Well, she says, Rebecca Burnett says, I had no idea. All of these were the independent actions of Shelby Hewitt. She lied to me. I thought she was 13 years old, which is why we took her in.
But how do you not recognize her if you talked to her multiple years ago?
Because you lied. And so, but we'll find out. That's again, technically that's slander. So I don't know. I mean, the jury's out, Eddie. But she met her when she was the proper, when she knew she was the proper age.
You know, so, what would be a good punishment for her? She would have to just start dating pedophiles only.
What a great punishment. What a great idea. This is perfect. Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
that is the
You
perfect.
Are convicted to only dating pedophiles.
And both you and the pedophile go, oh. Oh, no. Well, so this is my call. This has never been kissed if it was directed by Todd Solondz. So she is, my big old Hail Mary, completely fake, total conjecture opinion on this case is that Rebecca Burnett brought Shelby Hewitt into her care and decided in a form of like, what about Bob style obsession was like, I'm going to do a new extreme, very, very experimental version of therapy on you where we shall immerse you. Yes, you did lose your childhood because she said she was human trafficked. That's a lie.
Yeah.
But she was like, yes, but we shall give you back your childhood by magically making you a child again. And so I feel like there is a little bit of that because she popped braces on. Like Shelby Hewitt had a whole fake thing going on. So I feel like it's either, like, I just don't think that she was snowballed. They're all saying that all of the anonymous sources that came forward in the article, because none of them want to talk about it because they're all going to get fired from the jobs.
Oh,
if they talk about it.
Because they let this adult become a
everybody.
Student.
nobody. This is like a massive
the only
systemic
people
failure.
Who knew were the children.
Yeah, basically, the only knew was the children were actually extremely lucky. She didn't decide to molest a bunch of people because this is actually a story that is not that far off. Because there was another recent fake mom that went in. These things happen in clusters. There was another story recently of a mom that had faked going into being a child, but she used it to have sex with the child.
Mm-hmm.
So this is weird because while we don't have any of those details yet in this story, this sounds gross, but if you're not there for the fucking and the sucking, why go back to middle school? Middle school sucks.
Who's fucking and sucking in middle school?
She would be if she was molesting. I'm saying.
Yeah.
If she went back to molest, I kind of understand that more in a way because at least there's an attainable goal.
That is the thing
that you're shooting for.
What drives me crazy about this is I don't understand the
why?
End game.
Yeah, what's the why? Well, and I feel like that's what everybody's saying.
Yeah,
it's a pathological thing on Shelby Hewitt's part. So there's a lot of coverage on the Boston Globe website. So you could look at that. Honestly, a lot of that's like, it goes in a lot more detail, and you should read this. But this whole story is fascinating.
Well, that's exciting,
isn't it? I just like this idea of being a kid sucks.
Forever young. Oh man. Well, that's nice.
Let's do another one.
How about something fun and light?
Yeah, sure.
This Florida man sneezed and his intestines came out of his body in a restaurant.
Someone pressed the eject button. Now, he was apparently 63 years fun. He was recovering from surgery.
So, you know, it's not like it just happened.
No, yeah, good. But that's why when I first saw the man sneezed his guts out of his butt, I was like, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I thought it wasn't because of surgery. I just thought it was like, man, there's some loose-ass tins, man. That's short for intestines.
Tins, man.
Yeah. My tins are loaded. Now, Florida man, so he was eating dinner with his wife, and so he sneezed. Now,
man, I'm a big sneezer.
Oh, yes.
When I sneeze, you're like, Yeah. It's a real loud one.
It's a very man thing.
Yeah. So and also it feels good.
Oh, I like it, but I sneeze different when I'm with people.
Oh, was it breakfast? They said during breakfast, the man sneezed forcibly, following by coughing.
So
he immediately noticed a wet sensation and pain in his lower abdomen.
My tins!
Looking down, he observed several loops of pink bowel protruding from his recent surgical site.
Oh, fuck, I'm a Christmas ornament. Now, it is wild. So they went to breakfast because they got the staples that bound the wound together out, right? And so they went to go celebrate it. Because when I get my staples
sometimes
out,
you got to keep those in.
Just a little longer. Now I know. But it's like sometimes when I get my staples out, moons over my hammy. Because I want to stress it. I really want to push it. So he sneezed formally and he coughed. Yeah, it's just, he had it all put together. That's why he thought he would be fine, because it was supposed to have been healed. And then it just came out the fucking front, dude. And then they just kind of, which I also think is fascinating about the human body, is that we're just bags. So they just push it back in and put a fucking...
Yeah, they say he's fine.
Yeah, they just pop a cork in him.
They just sewed him back up. They pushed the intestines back in, and he's totally fine.
They're like, hey, now you don't let this go again. They're like blaming him.
They put a fucking clothespin over his nose and told him to go home.
Yeah, they expected the full length of the small bowel and noted no evidence of injury, so it just came out full loop.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but I also, that's called pressing the control alt delete button of the human body.
Yeah, you got to stay away from that pepper. When you're at breakfast, pepper makes you sneeze.
But also, technically, and I'm going to say this to you, Eddie, and this is not an insult, you can control the size of your sneeze, like, roll-up if you wanted to.
Well, somewhat. It hurts.
It does.
If I try to have a smaller sneeze, it hurts.
Well, it depends on, it's just...
Because I'm a big sneezer.
You are a big sneezer, but I feel like there's a way...
I have, like, done, like,
you can small and ones, you can small
and I choose,
sneeze.
I have done it, and it hurts.
What is this? Holding in a sneeze can be dangerous because it increases the pressure in your respiratory system by 5 to 20 times more than normal sneeze?
Yeah. So maybe that's what happened to this guy. Maybe he's holding in a sneeze.
Whoa.
Maybe he should have let it go.
Cause your throat to rupture.
Yeah, no, it hurts.
Holding in a sneeze can break your ribs, and I don't think you should be walking around. Holding in a sneeze can cause a brain aneurysm. Jesus fucking Christ, is there anything not dangerous?
Nothing. Everything's dangerous.
What in the living fuck? Can't I control my own goddamn sneezes? Are we just so anti-regulation in this country?
Sneezes Christ.
That's stupid. That's fucking stupid.
Imagine if he would have sneezed on the cross.
Oh, man.
He fucking shit out of his ass.
Like, oh, shit. Yeah. My fucking dick fell out of my little
all
underpants.
Those Italians would be like, oh, more spaghetti.
Oh, look at him.
Look at the fucking mustard meatballs and the spaghetti.
He is the one. He make it a fettuccine.
Who wants to kill a loud mouth? Who wants to do it? That's Pontius Pilate. That's my Pontius Pilate.
I love that.
Hey, who wants to get the guy who fucking kill the guy who's supposed to be peaceful?
It's me. Is it me? I kill a pasta man. Oh, when I hear we kill the pasta man, he is a like a... pasta bagnata.
It's really sad what happened to Jesus Christ, if you think about it.
All right, here we go. Now, my second favorite story of the week.
Okay.
I feel bad for this woman, but unfortunately, this is her fault, and it is very sad. But I will say this is what I want my future. This is what I want. I want my future to
all
be
right.
This guy, right? Because this guy's got it all figured out, except for he's probably going to go to jail for manslaughter. Now, this is a woman named Danielle Cargom.
Oh, this story.
Now, she is from the UK. And this lady, it's really sad. So she died of diabetes and complication from diabetes because she entered into...
You're so bad at telling the news sometimes.
What do you mean?
So she... died.
Yeah. that's how it is. She went into slapping therapy. It was a slapping therapy retreat.
Yeah.
And she viewed this healer, a man by the name of Hong Chi Zhao, as sent by God. Now, she died. She's 71 years old. Now, what she did...
was not slapped to death, for the record.
No.
At first, when you sent me this article, I was like, this woman was slapped to death. We've joked about this for so long.
Yes, but no. She was getting slightly... low-level clapped death while diabetes did the dirty work.
Yeah.
Now, a woman with diabetes, so she had stopped taking her insulin because she listened to this guy who is an absolute, he's absolutely full of shit. If you could slap yourself better, I would have a long time ago. Now, Hong Chi Zhao, he does this thing. It's a type of therapy that he goes by the name of Master Zhao. It's called Paidya Lajin therapy. Now, in this therapy, patients are slapped, or they slap themselves. Now, I guess the idea is that it opens up some kind of, they said, energetic portals and stuff. If you can hear, this is what happened. So this woman was told to stop taking her insulin.
By Hong Chi.
Yes. And
not by a doctor.
No. Never a doctor. Doctor would put her on insulin. And so she went to one of his weekends before, and she said that during that time period, she started to feel ill. But at the time, she called them, quote, healing crises, which means he's like, so he told her, it's like, as she was beginning to literally succumb to her diabetes while in slapping therapy, he said that these are the dips. This is the darkest point before the dawn, is what he kept telling her. And so he kept slapping her, and she died. And if you want to hear what that sounds like, it sounds a little bit like this. Now, this is just some selections of what Paidya gene therapy is like. Just slapping a guy's head.
It's like right in the temple, too.
It's really annoying.
And they're slapping some other guy's stomach with his tongue sticking out of his mouth and he's holding the pillow. These guys, everyone here is dying. They're all in terrible
pain. My only
thing
is, can he have a book or something? But go to the other one. Now, this is the other one where they're getting everybody to slap themselves on the ears, which I think is also bad for them. I feel like this is really bad.
Yeah, but it does make a fun noise.
Okay, here are his explanations.
And the liver. Then we have the backside here.
Showing a man's butt.
This is where you feel the most painful area.
Yep.
When you do the stretching. You remember? On the clothes, okay. You can always do it on the clothes.
You said, do you slap on the clothes?
But the effect is much worse.
No, yes.
Because
much
the energy
worse.
Is wasted.
Yep.
And this is why we have the slappers. Do we have the slappers?
That's why they have
you
slappers.
You need to buy from the hospital. The slappers, at the beginning, why don't we use the slappers? We have to teach you how to use your own hands first.
So they're going
to
pull this man's pants down.
There is energy here.
Not in the continuation of this video. We could stop it right now. But then they pull this man who's standing on a chair in the circle of a bunch of people. They pull and reveal his bare buttocks. And then they spank him for a period of time. But you know what I like about it? It's a light spanking, which is what I like. Now, this is not the only time he has slapped somebody to death. He also slapped a six-year-old to death. He got a six-year-old. This court has heard he was previously convicted of manslaughter in Australia after a six-year-old boy with diabetes stopped taking insulin, allegedly under his instruction, and died about 17 months before Cargom's death. And so according to that child, which is what the child said, according to Xiao, no pain, no gain.
Now, Cargom wanted to find an alternative to insulin because she was a vegetarian and had a fear of needles, which makes no sense to me.
Well, I just think that no one likes taking insulin with a needle. It's not fun.
No, I know, I know.
It sucks.
But what do needles have to do with being a vegetarian?
I am going to go out on a limb and say that Danielle Cargom was a difficult woman from time to time. I know that you see this very sweet picture of her sitting amongst the dandelions. And I don't blame her. But at the same time, slapping doesn't fill your belly alone.
No.
If you're going to get slapped professionally, healthily, I won't take that from you. I think you should go get slapped. Little pitter-pats, you go do it. But just know, right? It's not going to do everything else for you. You know what it's going to be really good at doing? Making you pink.
Yeah.
And you're going to have flushed cheeks, top and bottom.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're getting slapped.
She stopped taking insulin on Monday, October 17th. Howled in pain for 3 days and then died on the 20th of October.
All while getting gently spanked.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it's kind of how I want to go. It's very gently spanked until I go to sleep. I don't wake up. But yeah. No, Hong Chi Zhao is going to hopefully be arrested for this. He made everybody fast, which is also probably what fucked her up. He's not a doctor. He's not accredited by any form of board. He's not on the UK's Association of Traditional Chinese Medicine. He is not medically trained at all. So if everybody's telling you can spank yourself to good health, and it's not about starting an OnlyFans and then making the money for a gym membership, they're lying to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel awful for this woman because she was just trying to look for something, but someone just got to talk to her and tell her to take her fucking insulin.
It's just getting lightly spanked for a week is not going to do it.
You need, someone tells you you need insulin, take the insulin.
Just take the insulin and then go get spanked for a week.
Yeah, you can still get spanked.
It's the light. Pap, 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 pap. And then it cuts all of them blapping their ears and you're just like, quit hitting yourself. Quit fucking hitting yourself.
If you would have licked his hand before he slapped somebody, that would have been fucking... That probably would have been more on his side.
He probably would have said that would have made him more fucking, like, electrically charged. Right, man, if he had wet hands.
I love those. You know, I don't like fight videos, but when someone licks their hand before they slap somebody.
That one. I'll always remember that one. But the guy was just sitting there and the guy licked his hand and pops him in the back of the fucking head. It's the best one ever.
Live from your grave.
All right, you got a story?
Yeah, sure. I got stories. There's this 90-year-old Chinese woman who was unwilling. She didn't know that she was using a hand grenade as a hammer for 20 years.
She's extremely lucky.
Yeah.
It is an obvious old school grenade.
It looks like the kind of ones the Germans used to have.
It reminds me from playing Call of Duty, the WW2 one, one where you throw.
It's not the one that we have with the little, you know, when you pull out the pin.
No,
and then you
it's
throw
like
it.
A stick and it's got a charge at the end.
Yeah, yeah. And she thought when she found that in a field that it was a hammer. And so she used it as a hammer. She cracked nuts with it. She hammered in nails. She used it to ground red pepper.
She's 90. It was only last week when a team of men working on demolishing her old house noticed a hand grenade that the retired woman learned she'd been gambling with her life with every time she used it. She said it is so overused that the middle of the wood handle is worn down.
Yeah,
and you see
and like
the
shiny
dents all around the explosive head.
Yeah, and then they took it in, they're like, oh, it's probably a dud, and they took it in, they're like, no, that's live.
That's a live-ass hand grenade, man.
Yeah.
Wow, good for her.
20 years just using it as a hammer. So I guess, you know, that they're not that dangerous.
No, you know, or that's the luckiest woman who's ever fucking lived.
Yeah.
You know, that is a lady that you should go buy a lottery ticket.
So many people just walk into traffic by accident and get hit by a bus.
This
woman was using her grenade as a hammer for 20 years.
You know, just like, yeah, wantonly using it, just smashing it against tables and stuff, being like, oh, this whole thing. Yeah, man. She's lucky, dude. Yeah. You gotta be careful.
The construction worker saw it when they were demolishing their house, and he was just like, whoa!
Yeah, he's like, holy fucking shit.
Why do you have a grenade, you old crazy bat?
Oh, my God. It shows here them getting rid of it. They're just wrapping it in bubble wrap. Man, it was used to hammer in nails.
Yeah. Just throw it.
Honestly, they should just go explode it in a field. You should go throw it in the ocean. Right?
Not the ocean. You kill fish.
Do you think it would do bad?
Yeah. When you throw bombs in the ocean, it does bad.
I thought it stopped it.
No, if you throw a bomb into the ocean, it will kill fish.
But I thought at first it would just stop. It would stop the explosive from going because they get waterlogged.
When in an emergency, throw the bomb in the ocean.
I mean, that's how I'd fish.
For sure. No,
I wish I could fish.
That's
like
how
that.
Jacques Cousteau started. You know that?
I know, I heard.
He used to throw the bombs in the ocean.
Yeah, we talked about this. And Jacques Cousteau, he fucking made it work. He's a friend of every octopus.
Yeah, well, now he is. Now he knows that what he did was wrong.
Is he not dead?
No, he's dead. His son's doing it now, but, you know.
He's no way as good as this father, right?
Oh, he can't be.
Right?
No one's as good as their father. Even me.
I don't know if that's true. I think you're better than your father.
I'm better.
You still can walk.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you got all your parts.
I got all my, well, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll get to
time
it.
Time will tell on that one. No. Jacques Cousteau. Go watch the Jacques Cousteau documentary. It's on Disney Plus. It's very good.
I just always think of C-Lab 2021.
Well, it's got nothing to do with that.
Just trying to connect. Just trying to find some mutual understanding with my friend.
How about this lady who tried to kill her husband with Roundup in his Mountain Dew because he didn't appreciate his 50th birthday party?
Is there not a more, like, that tracks harder for a wife's behavior than anything possible? It's like, he didn't
please
do anything
wrong.
Please
don't throw me a party. Please don't throw me a party. I don't want to just, I want to be alone.
Like, I know. And then she went and she threw him a party anyway.
And he hated it because he didn't want a party.
Michelle Peters, he didn't want a party. He threw 50. She said that he was not appreciative. But then also, like, what does not appreciative mean? Did he not, like, with my mom, when she says I'm not appreciative, it's because I haven't literally crumbled to my knees and am not kissing her culotted ankles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She requires me to weep with joy and gratitude at every single thing that she does.
But if it wasn't for her, you wouldn't even be alive. There wouldn't even be a Last Podcast on the Left network.
Great. But I'm just saying that
we owe it all to her.
Whatever.
I love you, Mama Z.
She did it once. She had one good afternoon.
She had two. Oh, well, she had your sister.
Two.
And
well,
your other sister.
I'm not counting her.
What?
I'm counting when she had me. I'm talking about the day they conceived me.
Oh, okay.
And then the day that they had me.
The day she sloppily took it from your father.
Yeah, goddamn, what a romantic night that must have been. Oh, his gin gimlet kisses.
So this guy, he loves his Mountain Dew, and he keeps his Mountain Dew in the garage fridge.
Yeah, he has a lot of Mountain Dew. And
Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew, so don't call him a pig.
He
also said to the whole family, also, what a disgusting drink.
Yeah, oh no, I hate
Mountain
Dew.
Just drink Mountain Dew.
Also, you kind of stop Mountain Dew once you turn 18.
I think that this was his thrill.
Yeah.
He was 50.
I know. You can't be drinking Mountain Dew. I mean, he would have died in a week anyway.
It was for him. All right. You should have just waited because she's in great health. If you look at Michelle Peters.
She looks crazy.
The lady, she's like, she got a little bit crazy eye, but I actually kind of think she's very.
She's got crazy mouth, too.
She's very attractive.
I mean, I don't know about that.
I think of her as very attractive.
You think of this woman as attractive?
Yes.
She terrifies me.
Yeah, exactly. Attractive. And so I kind of like that. But so she, like, so this guy, she got angry because maybe, because we haven't seen pictures of the husband. I think it's more than just that he was mad about the party. And so she kept putting Roundup Weed Killer in his Mountain Dew because it does, and that is across
his diet Mountain Dew,
this,
Henry. Please, this guy's not an asshole.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he was an asshole.
I'm sure he was rude.
Yeah.
I'm sure that he was rude to her.
She shouldn't have tried to kill him, though, several times.
Yeah.
And so he did try to do it several times. She did try because she kept saying he filmed her, he found her. Well, what happened that he had a couple, like, he said he went and had his Mountain Dew like he has at work outside of home. And he noticed that the Mountain Dew that he was getting from the 2 liters at home was tasting different than the Mountain Dew he was having while at work.
Yeah.
Right? Which is also being like, you're not going to switch up drinks?
Well, I tell you what. beers at work taste better than beers at home.
Hey, man, beers at the doctor are the best beers I've ever had. Ever snuck in a beer to the waiting room of the doctor? Man, it's fucking
dumb. I do like a shower beer.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't want to fall down.
What do you mean? You worried you're going to get too hammered off of one beer and fall in the shower?
I still want to fall. I'm going to fall down. So this guy is... This is on my birthday. So he said it was weird. He got sick. So he said sore throat, diarrhea, and then he was throwing up this brown, yellow, thick mucus. Mm-hmm. That was his intestines being dissolved. The husband said that when he drank Mountain Dew outside of his home, it tasted normal. So so he then looked at the Ring footage. So they have footage inside the house. And they saw Michelle Peters poisoning the fucking soda.
Well, just pouring. They saw her grab the Mountain Dew and grab the weed killer, leave the room, and come back and put them both back.
Put them both back. And at first, she said, which is a very funny, clever ruse, because she said to the police officers, "Oh no, all this is getting overblown. I was just making this new weed killer mix I saw on TikTok," which makes a lot of sense. That I could absolutely see there being a stupid TikTok like thing of mixing Mountain Dew and weed killer.
It's like, but yeah, weed killer is still doing the heavy lifting.
It's the Kumail Nanjiani joke.
Yes, yeah.
Do the heroin. Yeah. And so, yes. And so eventually they're like, "No, we have the video. We saw it do it." And she said, "Yes, I was angry." Mm-hmm. And then she said, "I was angry." She just said he was not appreciative. And she did it, quote unquote, to be mean.
Yeah. And so she'll be in court today.
Yeah. She's going to be going to jail for attempted murder. Probably.
That'll happen.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. And now it's time for some listener letters.
A-S-F-R.
Don't finish. Don't you fucking finish.
N.
No.
L.
That doesn't make any sense. Right, here we go. I was listening late to the Armin Maiva series, and I figured I'd tell you about my experience. This is the second email I've gotten from a cannibal.
Okay.
I'm 39 and female.
I'm just like, this whole thing has taught me that cannibals
are around, buddy.
And they use the internet.
Oh, yes, they do.
You would think that they're just like living in the jungle or something.
Nobody. Nope. Cannibals are real, and it is way more prevalent than we think it is. Armin Maiva said it, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bad.
I mean.
And they're voting.
They're voting.
So I feel like Biden could reach out to the cannibal constituency.
We need everyone we can get.
If he could bite off his own pinky.
Yeah.
And go like, "See, look at that. Let me be clear, Jack. I eat human skin. Hey. I'll eat human skin.
Hey, Jack, you want to come over here to lick my wife?
Yeah, come here,
Jack. Get a taste of my wife.
Come here, Jack. Watch me. I'll suck on my foot till it's bone. Oh, where's my foot?" Biden's looking for that vote. I had an arousal response to the idea of being torn apart. For example, by animals and eaten from a horrifyingly young age, maybe 8.
That's my biggest fear.
What?
Getting torn apart by animals.
That first, and made that person come. Think about that.
That's crazy.
I frequented sites like Cannibal Cafe from as early as I get online access at 15. Unlike Burned, I never sought to make it a reality in seriousness, thankfully. My mental health was very bad from age 14 with depression and anxiety. I suffered childhood abuse from my mother. I was diagnosed autistic in my mid-20s. My interest in being eaten, guru, shit like that, all the Dolchette girls, peaked when my mental health was at its worst at age 25. Then I was put on Wellbutrin. It literally stopped this dead within weeks. No more interest, no more fetish, just revulsion in this place. Cured. It has never come back. I'd believed it was a fetish, and that was a part of me since it had started so young. I feel bad for Burned, that he never had the chance to recover. I will add that my time exploring fucked up cannibal shit was horrifying. There are many claims, offers out there that you can pay sums of money to travel to countries, notably Cambodia, and torture people, consume human flesh. This really seems real and not a fantasy. There are also a lot of disgusting older men trying to talk a younger woman into being consumed for real. It's fucked up, and I do think it might happen more than we know. Absolutely, it happens more than we know.
Yeah.
Of course. It definitely happens. We saw, with the cannibal cop, we saw, like, again, there are thought exercises.
But he never ate anybody.
No, but he came this close, and it was the way he went about his fantasy, which is why the cannibal cop's criminal. Is because he used his resources as a police officer.
Yeah.
Which is just, and then I just want to, like, it's just the issue is that if the, I don't want to kink shame, but I don't know what to say about this. If you have this type of paraphilia, eventually it is very possible that it will lead to you physicalizing the paraphilia.
That's the thing. It's like, you don't want to kink shame, but some kinks are illegal.
Because it's crime. Yeah, this is a crime.
Yeah.
So, it ain't good.
Yeah, please don't do it.
Just fucking, again, come to when I do the Donner Party Cannibal Dinner again.
Yeah, are you doing it again?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to do it again at some point. I forget when, but we're going to be planning doing another one. Fucking, that's how you get it out of your system.
Yeah. This guy, you play pretend.
Play pretend, act.
Yeah.
Try acting.
Yeah.
Like Sir Laurence Olivier said to Dustin Hoffman, try acting, friend.
We're not supposed to eat people.
Or no, your body rejects it. Yeah. It doesn't want it.
Yeah, dolphins too. You can't eat dolphins.
I mean, you can eat dolphins. It's just bad
for
you. There's too much mercury.
Mercury, and it makes your kids' heads big.
And it's bad for the pussies.
Mm-hmm.
Blows them out.
Blows them out. Yeah, blow
fucking
holes.
Blows them out. I love every day you got that pussy, that normal ass fucking size, no dolphin headed babies coming out of that vagina. Oh, thank the Lord. Right? Come on now. And you got to live knowing, hey, Mr. Dolphin, if you're going to fuck me, you wear rubber. Right? You fucking wear rubber, you dirty little dolphin. And then he laughs as he pulls out and he comes across his own dolphin fins. Gotta love a triple L, especially when it's awesome. So go to patreon.com. Last podcast on the left. You will see us speak on that if you pay for it. It's good. But also go to the YouTube. We've been working hard.
These YouTube's video killing it these
YouTube's
days. Good puds all over the YouTube.
Good puds all over.
All the Twitch shows, you miss them, watch them on the YouTube.
Watch them on the YouTube.
Last stream's there.
It's at Last Podcast on the left. And then you go see Watch us doing our fucking horse shit in there. It's great. I think it's funny, and everybody likes it.
I wanted to plug one of the biggest fans of the show and just all around great person. Sherry Curran is going through it right now. She has a GoFundMe up there if you want to find it. I will have it on my Instagram page all week. That's Eddie Tunes. Uncle Sherry, if you watch the streams, she's always around. She's going through. She's got cancer, and she needs some help covering bills while fighting cancer because she can't work. She trims weed. She's a really good asset. But so we just go help her out. It's on a GoFundMe. It says, help cover bills while fighting cancer, Sherry Curran, or you can just find the link on my Instagram.
Yeah. I'm honestly, Sherry, I hope that you're doing better, and I hope that you can. It's fucking awful. I know a lot of people that are coming down with it. It's just been.
It is insane how many people I know are getting it right now. And so I hope the best for you, and you're going to beat it. I forget hope of the best. You're definitely going to beat it.
Go get it.
You're going to be okay.
Go get it, Sherry. We're rooting for you. And then go to lastpodcastandleft.com. Support us. Going
right
for the show.
Five for her, 10 for us.
That's right. Just go back and forth. Get one and one. One and one and one and one. All right. Going to live on tour. Come see us in DC.
Next weekend. I'm so excited.
I'm planning a surprise.
You're planning a surprise?
For the audiences at DC.
Oh, for the audience, not for me.
Could be.
I hate surprises.
You're gonna hate this.
I love going to DC, by the way.
I'm fine. I love doing shows in DC.
I just love walking around, man. I think it's cool.
I think it can be cool. Sometimes it triggers me.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to get a little mad.
But the first time I saw the Lincoln Memorial, I liked it.
We were together.
Yeah.
We skipped a rally.
Yeah.
And then we just went on a little vacation.
It was kind of nice.
Ariana Huffington paid for everyone to go see John Oliver and Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart speak, and it was too crazy. So we just walked around and have a nice day.
We just left. We had such a wonderful time. You know, it's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, thank you, Ariana Huffington.
I thank her every day when I wake up.
Yeah, so first thing, Ariana Huffington,
thank you for letting me continue to live.
Thank you for your liberal news.
Thank you. All right, guys, this has been the show. We will see you next week, won't we, Eddie?
I mean, who knows?
Who knows? We could be fucking dead.
Maybe we'll get eaten by cannibals.
Who fucking knows?
Maybe we'll get slapped to death.
Hey, at least I went the way that I lived. Getting slowly spanked by an Asian man that I've paid.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.